I have to mention Wilfred Wayne Ndidi, fantastic performance. I remember that we criticized him at the start of the season,
Yeah.
and he's now proving me wrong and scoring goals.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're watching or listening to us from. This is the Niger FC podcast, episode 36. Wow, it's been a long run. Thank you very much for sticking with us. Thank you for tuning in every episode and every week to hear what we have to say. As always, my name is Ayoti, and I have with me my reliable co-host.
Mitlai, thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you very much, Mitlai. I hope you're doing well. Another good week of football.
Yes, fantastic. It's always, when it's Friday, we know that we don't have a very eventful weekend. I don't know I'm going to cope if the Premier League at the end of the Premier League, you know that. But at least let's enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah.
Very well said. And speaking of the Premier League and speaking of club football, I mean, a lot of Nigerian footballers were in action over this past weekend. Again, we tracked over 278 different matches that we followed this past weekend from Friday to Monday. And there were a lot of Nigerian footballers in action. I also want to touch on some players that did pretty well. I'm not going to name everybody. I'm just going to talk about the people that made it into our Nigerian team of the week. Stanley Nwabali was the goalkeeper in our team of the week. You know, kept a clean sheet, made seven saves. Fantastic man of the match performance for Chippa United in the South African PSL. The Boavista duo, Chidozie Awuzie and Bruno Iheanacho, even though they drew the game 1-1, they both had good performances. Bruno, six duels, won, three dribbles, two tackles. Awuzie got the assist for the goal, made five clearances in defense, and from center back, he managed to create three chances for Boavista in that game, you know, so contributed in attack as well as in defense. And Uba Charles, this is a player that I'm sure many people are not so familiar with, but I've been watching him very closely over the past maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. He plays for Lillestrøm in Norway. I believe Lillestrøm, is it Norway or Sweden? I think
No
Sweden.
way.
Norway. Okay, well, one of the two, I'll confirm. But yes, Uba Charles made six dribbles, four tackles, won 13 duels, created one chance, and he's been in impressive form for Lillestrøm over the past few weeks. You know, it's somebody that can play in defense, can play as a midfielder. And, you know, I'm not, nobody should get me wrong. I'm not telling you that he's the next best thing since sliced bread. But what I will say is he's a 21-year-old player. You should start watching him now so that if you find him in a bigger league in the next 3 years, you will not be asking, oh, who is this guy? Where did he come from? You know, I think I like his trajectory. We've seen a lot of Nigerian players go to Norway, go to Scandinavia, and then do well and then progress. Boniface is one example like that. So I think people should watch this guy. Igor Ogbu, who is currently getting Super Eagles shout, also started his career, you know, playing in Norway. So Uba Charles, 21 years old.
Chidera
Chidera Ejike as well, yes. So I think somebody that people should start paying attention to, and hopefully he can continue to progress like that. In midfield, in the team of the week, we had Rashid Ajibade, player of the match performance, one goal, one assist for Atletico de Madrid Femenino. They won their game, I think it was 5-1, big win for them. They are still fighting for Champions League qualification. Wilfred Ndidi scored a goal for Leicester City. We're recording this on Tuesday, so Ndidi actually scored another goal today. Good form, and we're going to talk about him in a little bit more detail later in this episode. We have Fisayo Delebashiru, one goal, six duels won, three dribbles completed for Hatterspur. Unfortunately, they lost their game, but Delebashiru was impressive. Chidera Ejike scored the goal for Antwerp, you know, as they started their championship playoffs with a 1-0 victory. He also created one goal scoring chance, won eight duels, and as usual, completed a few dribbles. And then in attack, we have Ademola Lookman, who was our star of the week, Nigerian player of the week. Two assists, five chances created, and an all-round fantastic performance for Atalanta in their 2-1 victory in the Serie A against Monza. And then another player in the attack, we have Bright Edomoyin. If you're a close follower of Nigerian football, you probably know who Bright is. He currently plays for Dioscuri in the Hungarian league. So not the best league in the world, but two goals and one assist. definitely worthy of some recognition and some praise. So kudos to Bright Adamoye on that one. He's 29 years old, so he's not some future star for you to watch. And then finally, in the team of the week, we had Ume Emmanuel scored 2 goals for Botev Plovdiv in the Bulgarian league. Ume Emmanuel was a player that represented Nigeria at the Under-20 World Cup. Former teammate of Tochukwu Unadi at Botev Plovdiv. Unadi has moved on to Belgium from now. And if you are looking for another young striker that maybe you should start to watch, I think Ume Emmanuel is a young striker with potential. Very strong on the ball, you know, has a decent finish in him, can also play from the left wing, you know, and his market value has just been rising over the past year. I think now he's valued at about 600,000 euro. And, you know, he can continue to go like that if he continues to perform well. So, yes, that's the Nigerian team of the week. Let us know in the comments who you feel impressed with the most. Let us know who you think missed out on the team. Smitlai, before we move on, anybody that you just want to highlight or talk about from this past weekend of football?
You know, I have to mention Wilfred Oyendidi, you know, fantastic performance. Like, I remember that we criticized him at the start of the season. Yeah. And he's now proving me wrong. And scoring goals, you know, week in, week out from his defensive midfield or box to box midfield position. So I'm really actually impressed with him. You know, fantastic player. And I also want to talk about Stanley Webberly too. You know, did well for Chippa United. You know, I remember him trying to fight with the, you know, there was one fight that broke out. What's it called in this game? You know, that was that was very funny. He was trying to assure us fight, and you know, I'm really, really impressed. I want to also highlight Ajibade Rashidat, you know, against for Atletico de Madrid, Femini against Real Betis Belompe, is it? So they actually won that game. And the good thing was that our junior colleague national team actually were there. You know, Esther Onyedeze was there. Miracle Sani was there. Esther Jakaye was there. And also Oyinlola was also actually were there to see how they actually were, you know, their senior colleague actually were performed well in that game. You know, that's it. You know, I was so impressed, and some of them captured the goal. So they were just jubilating, you know, and she took pictures with them too at the end of the game. So, you know, impressed with what she did. So I'm really impressed. And also Emmanuel Ume too, you know, the boy from Bulgaria, you know, also actually worked. I think he scored 2 goals this weekend, you know, the former Flying Eagles striker, you know. Very, very good performance from him too, you know. I'm happy that we can see that you know, the team of the week is not majorly the Super Eagles, you know, starting this thing. So it's like from performance. They also tell you that some players too, they are knocking on the door of the national team. So they should just keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. And for people that are watching and listening, let us know if you want us to also be doing flops of the week. I hope nobody will vex for us, but let us know in the comments if you want us to be doing flops of the week. We can also talk about a few players who underperformed. You know, it's not a knock on them. Sometimes you have bad games. And if it's something that you guys are interested in hearing, let us know. Of course, we're always listening to your suggestions. But Smidlai, one of the players that you mentioned, I want us to just talk about him a little bit more. I'm talking about Wilfred Oyendidi. You know, Ndidi is not a new name to Nigerian football fans. One of the captains of the Super Eagles. And, you know, after dealing with a niggling injury, coming back from the injury, playing for Enzo Baresca, when a lot of people thought Ndidi should or could have left Leicester City after they got relegated to the AFL Championship, Ndidi stayed. The coach employed him in a new role. And, you know, we have to say Ndidi has really excelled in that role, you know, playing more like a box-to-box midfielder rather than just a deep-lying defensive midfielder. You know, arriving late in the box, you know, some Lampard-esque style arrivals into the box. And so far this season, I think he has 5 goals and 5 assists. Or let me check my stats. Yeah, 4. Okay, I think 4 goals and 5 assists. You know, and these are, while they're not, it's not 15, 20 goals, it's still numbers that Ndidi was not getting before, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a two-part question. The first part is it fair to give Ndidi a lot of praise for the goals and assists and his contribution this season? Because some people might say, well, he's doing it in a championship. Can he do it in the Premier League? You know? Mm-hmm. And then the second part, do you think Ndidi can bring this new style, this new system that he's playing in? Can he play like that for the Super Eagles? What do you think?
Well, the first question is that he's doing it in the championship. That is the fact. You know, and can he do it in the Premier League? We cannot say that now because he's not doing it yet in the Premier League. And when he also played in the Premier League, we don't know him for the stats. We know him for his tackles. So if he can show what, bring it to the Premier League, we can't say that for now. But what we have to know basically is that championship is like a step below, you know, step below the Premier League. So you can't compare the players. They won't give you enough time on the ball in the Premier League compared to the Championship. So Premier League is for, we have seen players from Championship to the Premier League, as they don't perform well, they have to go back to the Championship to actually continue their development. For him, I think he improved this season, but this is the first time that Wilfred will be playing in second division in his life, since he turned professional. So this is a drop in standard for Wilfred Ndidi. So hopefully he stays in Leicester because they are like odds on now to get promoted to the Premier League. So hopefully he stays in Leicester and let's see what next season will actually bring for him. And can he do it in the national team? I think he can, but it just depends on the manager because he cannot say I have done that in the national team before, so he can do that, but depends on the manager. But can the manager trust him enough to do that for the national team? I would doubt it, and the reason is this: because we don't really have options. Trying to sit on the defense, we don't really have options. So we still have some players that can play that box to box, like Frank Onyeka, Alex Iwobi, Joe Aribo. Can still play that role, but none of them can really sit in front of the defense better than Wilfred Ndidi. So he can do it, but I don't think they will give him that role in the national team. I think he can do it, but I don't think they will give him the role.
Okay. I think for me, I'll probably look at the fact that he's doing it in a championship. I would look at it as a positive. But like you said, championship is obviously, I mean, literally a level lower than the English Premier League. Leicester City are very impressive this season. They are more than likely going to get promoted unless they somehow bottle the last two matches of the season. But I think if he can do the same thing, honestly, I doubt it. I think that when Leicester City get promoted and come back to the Premier League, maybe not necessarily because of Ndidi's lack of ability, but because Leicester City are going to be, you know how it is in the Prem. When you come up, you're automatically one of the favorites to go back down.
Mm-hmm.
So Leicester City will probably be on the back foot a lot of games in the season. So even if Ndidi wants to try like that, they might not have the same freedom. They will have less ball possession. They wouldn't control games the way they are controlling games now with Mavdidi, you know, and Abdou Fattah. So I think just naturally, it's going to force Ndidi to have to sit back a little bit more than he's doing this season. Ndidi is a player that usually he averages about 4-5 tackles per game. This season is averaging 1.2 tackles per game. So it's just because he's not needing to tackle as much because Leicester City are controlling a lot of matches, you know. So that's just it for me. I think naturally, he's not going to be able to play the exact kind of game that he's playing now, you know? And just to give some kind of comparison, I watched him play in the FA Cup. Was it the FA Cup? Yes, against Chelsea. You know? And while he wasn't bad, he wasn't dominant in the midfield. You know, he wasn't controlling the game like he controls the game for Leicester. He wasn't really a threat like he typically is a threat for Leicester City in the Championship. And that's against Chelsea that is a bad Premier League side at the moment, you know, mm-hmm. our very yeah. average Premiership side at the moment. So it's going to be interesting to see how he progresses. But based on ability, I think Ndidi has Premier League ability. We've seen him in the Premier League before. Now is when he's actually supposed to now be coming to the peak of his powers at 27 years old, you know? Mm-hmm. And then again, with all due respect to him, if Frank Onyeka can do it, Wilfred Ndidi can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, Frank Onyeka plays for a steady club in Brentford. Yes, he's a bench player, but he comes on, he does a decent job. Every once in a while, he'll pop up in the box. He'll score a goal. You know, other times you will see that he's lacking some quality in the attack. But I think Ndidi's status or his ability or his statistics in the Premier League next season would largely depend on how Leicester City are doing as a whole. Because if Leicester City are struggling, there's a good chance that Ndidi will struggle as well. And that's one of the things that Frank Onyeka is blessed with. He's playing for a Brentford side that, while Brentford is never really going to compete for the league title, you also know that they are more than likely not also going to get relegated. So mm-hmm. they are a very steady club. And they are a club that, hey, if a big team doesn't come and play a good game, Brentford can actually punish you. You know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be an interesting one. But a follower on social media asked that even if Leicester City get promoted, do you think Ndidi should stay with them or should he look for greener pastures elsewhere? What do you think?
I think his contract, if I'm not mistaken, I think his contract will end very soon. So I think his contract will end very soon. I just want to try and actually what confirm that. I know his contract will actually what? He's going to actually what? He's going to end very soon. So that one is now, you can now see maybe they're going to
try. Yeah, his contract expires at the end of this season.
Yes, at the end of this season. So we'll see. And there's no really any contract on the table yet. So maybe they are even thinking about moving on from him too. But I know that it would not be short of offers because his experience in national team. And if not because Xavi will be leaving Barca, most likely, at the end of the season, I think Barcelona would have been odds on to actually want to get Wilfred Ndidi. But looking at his ability, free agent, you know, team like Palace can still come for him, you know, team like even Fulham can still come for him when this guy Palenya leaves, you know, because he's odds on to actually what go to this thing now. What's it called? Bayern Munich now. So,
oh, Bayern.
So yeah, Bayern Munich now. So he can also leave. So I know that there's gonna be a lot of options for him. Mm. But for them not to table any renewal now and there's no agreement in place, I think he's leaving Leicester at the end of the season.
Mm. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised either, you know, but it's just interesting to see Ndidi, you know, again, like I said, he's supposed to be coming to the peak of his powers right now. But his drop off has been, you know, relatively bad over the last 2 years. In 2022, mm-hmm. when he was 25 years old, Ndidi, I remember, was valued at about 60 million euro. You know, mm-hmm. right now his value is only 16 million. And I mean, even that 16 million is still enough to put him in top 20 of Nigerian players. But, mm-hmm. you know, it is obviously a lot lower than 60 million. And the fact that, like you said, he's close to the end of his contract and we've not heard about Leicester City renewing that contract yet, you know, it either means that Leicester City just do not think he's that valuable, mm-hmm. or maybe he has already told them that, no, I want to leave regardless of what happens, you know.
Yes.
But we know that even if a player wants to leave, if the club likes the player that much, they will still mm-hmm. make you a tempting offer. But it is what it is. We are wishing Wilfred Ndidi all the best. Hopefully he finishes the season with a promotion, probably even a league title. And then, yeah, we'll see what happens in the summer. I think it's going to be an interesting summer for sure. Yes. And speaking of summer transfer window, let's talk about another Nigerian player, another midfielder, Ndidi's younger bro in the Super Eagles. I'm talking about Raphael Nwadike Onyedika, player for Club Brugge in mm-hmm. the Belgian Pro League. Onyedika is a player that went to the AFCON, didn't get a lot of minutes in the AFCON, and since he came back, it's like he said, okay, you know what? I'll show you people what you were missing by keeping me on the bench. His form has really improved for Club Brugge. They've been doing pretty well. They are through to the semifinals of the Europa Conference League as well. And Onyedika has been a marshal in their midfield and has now been subject of transfer rumors, you know, and we're talking about heavy, serious interest from Crystal Palace. We know that Crystal Palace, they like their black players. You know, they already have Eze there, they have Lerma, they have, you know, Olise. They've had Zaha for the longest time, who was their star boy. You know, first of all, Smidaya, I'll ask you, what do you think about Onyedika's options with regards to a transfer this summer? Do you think Palace would be a good move for him?
For me, I think that Premier League, I think that Ikanji will do well in the Premier League. Don't forget that he called Ndidi's younger, his elder brother. That was how Wilfred to move from Genk to Leicester City. And the rest, they say, you know, it's now history. So, what would I say basically is that I just think that the way I've looked at Rafael to play, just realized that it's like he's outgrowing the Belgian league. You know, he's taking, because when he came, he was struggling, but I can realize that it's like he's now outgrowing the way he did in Denmark with Midtjylland. He seems slightly now outgrowing the Belgian league. So, you know, it's bad for you to eat the, you know, to eat the iron when it's actually worth out. I think that Palace would be good for him because especially the manager is rumored to be a big fan, you know, of Rafael Onyedika. So that means that, you know, if a manager believes in you and the manager wants to change the identity of a club and he thinks that at 22 or so, he's 22 or 23, you can be part of this project, I think you should go for it, because what this manager is trying to do is that he's trying to, you know, change, move away from the Royal Scene, you know, Palace, you know, the Royal Scene Palace play and everything, you know, trying to like bring a new identity to this team. And for them to identify Rafael Onyedika, I think that it's a very good thing. And also, you know, Palace is in London too, so he's going to be in good hands in London. So for me, I think Premier League would not be bad for him.
No, and I'm a fan of Rafael Onyedika. You know, he's a player that I've had a lot of contacts with. I've had a lot of conversations with him. You know, I like the fact that he's a man of his word. I think I said it before. He scored a goal. I texted him. I said, "Raf, hope your next goal, you know, will come soon." He told me, "Ah, don't worry, bro. It won't take long." He scored in the next game again. You know, and he's steadily been improving. Like I said, since the AFCON, he's even taken it to another level. And if I'm not mistaken, Smidaya, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that last summer, there were also some reports about AC Milan wanting to sign him, you know, last summer. Yeah, so he's a player that has already got some interest from fairly big clubs in the past. And then, you know, now a club like Crystal Palace would be an interesting one for him. Do I think he would do well in the Premier League? I believe he has the ability to, yes. But I will say this. Is probably going to come with a little bit of a learning curve for him. Obviously, the Premier League, less time to think. The game is faster, is more end-to-end, is more physical. I think he has the ability in him to adapt, but it might take him a little bit of time to just get his bearings fully aligned. You know, Onyedika is one of those players that doesn't like to misplace a pass, always takes the safe option, you know, when he has an opponent in a better position, he passes to him, doesn't try to do too much on the ball, you know. And I just feel like sometimes in the Premier League, if you are always trying to play safe like that, you can be prone to a mistake, giving the ball away in midfield. I don't necessarily see him as somebody that people are going to run rings around, because I think he has good stamina, you know, he has good awareness, he reads the play fairly well. But still, the English Premier League, in my opinion, is the toughest league in the world, and it might need a little bit of time to just adapt to the intensity of the league. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to this one. Even if not Palace, another good team in the league. I think Palace is a steady option because, like I said about Brentford, Palace are not going to compete for the title, but you also do not expect Palace to get relegated. You know, it's not like going to Everton or going to Nottingham Forest. With all due respect to my Niger boys, Nottingham Forest. Those ones are teams that I know that every year in our battle, in our struggle, you know. But hopefully, he can make a move this summer and it can work out very well for him. You want to add something to that?
Yeah, let me just add something that I know, apart from, so since when he got back from the AFCON, he was linked directly to FC Barcelona by Mundo Deportivo, you know. And it was, you know, if Mundo Deportivo tells you, you know, about being linked, he always will get it right. So it was linked to Barca. It was, there been rumors too that it was linked to Fulham because of, Palinha is constantly linked to a bigger club. He has performed well for since he moved from Sporting to Fulham. So he has been doing well. So I think he's been linked to with big clubs in Europe. So looking at Onyedika to replace Palinha and also to Atletico Madrid and also Dortmund. So, but for big clubs to be looking at Rafael Onyedika, that means that I think we really underrate him in Nigeria. Maybe people are saying something different in Rafael Onyedika that we are not saying. Maybe that is it. But for me, I think that it's a good thing that he's been linked to all these clubs. And, you know, I've also heard reports for about 2 or 3 months ago now that even Club Brugge, they're already preparing his replacement. Yeah. So I know that already. That one is a fact. So I think that it's moving. It's one of the players to look out for this summer.
And I mean, this summer will be filled with a lot of transfers. Of course, we'll be bringing you updates about these players, about the transfers. We'll be talking about them when they happen. You know, season is nearly over. It's a sad time when we don't have club football to watch. But at the same time, you know, there'll be a lot of activity. And hopefully we see more and more Nigerian players moving to the big leagues in Europe. And you know, a few people maybe moving to Saudi to go and make some money in there before they end their careers. I think that would wrap it up for this episode. If there's anything that you guys want us to discuss, please feel free to leave it in the comments. Leave your suggestions in the comments. If there's any new segment you want us to bring up, if there's anything you want us to be talking about every week, please leave your suggestions in the comments. And we'll make sure to take as many of them. Or even if you just have questions about certain players or about our opinions on certain things, leave a comment and we'll make sure to respond to as many of them as possible. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed this one, make sure you like it. Make sure you share to your friends, your family, your different football forums, your group chats, wherever you know that people would enjoy this as well. And then as always, make sure you subscribe, press that button and subscribe to the channel so that you do not miss the next one. It's been fantastic bringing this to you every week. And we hope that you continue to enjoy us. We have a lot more interesting topics to be covered over the next few weeks. As always, my name is IoT and my co-host
Smith Lai. Thanks for joining.
This is the Niger FC podcast. Thank you very much.